started a conversation that we will be continuing today. And like we always do, we're going to take it a bit further. We're going to take it a bit further. Just going to push it further a bit. And like I said, as a pastor, there is that time where you just have things impressed on your heart to teach the people. It means that those times we're going to be critically paying attention to those subject matters. And like we'll do, faith for all seasons. Today, made us see how that some of you are wary. Okay, not you. Some people are wary. You know, tired. I mean, you had her experience where she feels like, let me just give up. Giving up means you now begin to agree to what the world does, what the world says, what people say. You know, let me just... Sometimes it goes quite critical. Let me just kill myself. You know, there's no hope for me. Nobody's going to help me. But the truth of the matter is that this is why God as a church points us to pay attention to this particular conversation. Sometimes in lives, or as life progresses, there could be sudden losses. You know, you were not expecting to lose something and then it's lost. Some people are born in toxic environments. You know, fear. You know, the fear of tomorrow, fear of what can happen. Fear of a disease condition that you see repeating itself in the family. And sometimes betrayal, lack. Almost to the point of doubting the existence of God. Sometimes it gets that severe where you don't even believe that there's God. No, this thing is not really serious. It's not something I can believe that there is God, because I've gone through a lot. I've seen a lot. I've experienced a lot. And all of these things happen because you're living life. And that's to say, life will come with these things. Somebody you were not expecting to betray you, and then the person betrays you. You were hoping that you were going to see all your siblings grow, and then something happens. You know, I spoke to somebody who could not believe what had happened to her. You know, fails an exam. Could not believe it's possible. And until we take some time paying attention to God's word, we will never have the answers that are required for these situations or circumstances of life. So life happens to all. It happens to all. It's not only you that maybe your father says there's lack at home. But when lack arises, what do you do? We took some time also making out clear experiences or clear explanations that our truth on faith is going to be built on certain three legs, right? We call them witnesses. So we're going to see them in the Gospels, right? We're going to see them in the law, then we see them in the prophets. Spread it out. Okay? So these are some of the things that happen. And our truth, like I said, is going to be built on these foundations. Like Jesus does it, we go back to Luke chapter 24, verse 44. Like I said, this is how our teaching is going to be like. Are you listening? Because I want to show it to you. And he said unto them, Luke 24, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written, what? In the law of Moses, and in the what? Prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. So we said that our conversation of faith is going to be woven around the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. It's on this foundation that we can have what? Truth established. We went ahead to see Mark chapter number 11, verses 23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou what? Removed, and be what? Cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have what? Whatsoever he said. And we said that the background for this conversation was the fig tree and the temple. Do we remember? So Jesus sees a fig tree that is not producing results, and he pronounces judgment. And we see that that judgment is valid. We also see him entering into the temple, and there's a temple in confusion, and he speaks over that temple, or he gets in and puts that place in order by lashing those who were agents of disorder in the temple. So we said that before we can actually look at the scripture, we will want to be clear as to what's happening in the background. It means that Jesus is causing his will, or the Father's will, to be established in those events. Right? Then that is where he says, have faith in God. Then we took some time paying attention to the word verily, which is aman. We had to go back to Genesis to pay attention to what the word was saying. We said the word there was what? Faithful. Right? So the word there is what? Faithful. So Jesus is the faithful one. And we see that in Genesis 15 as well, where Abraham believed in God. We said that word believed also is the word what? Faithful. So we said, our foundation of faith is going to be centrally built on whose faithfulness? God's faithfulness. Right? So, we took Abraham as that type or forerunner of our faith. Reasons why he's called Father Abraham is because he becomes that example of faith to us. And so we can see Abraham and say, since Abraham is the father of our faith, then we also can call ourselves what? Faith beings, right? So he abandoned himself to God's word. He believed in God's plan even when his senses couldn't figure it out. I mean, let's be serious. Sarah has a dead end womb, and God is telling, let's be serious, you know. At least say, I'll give you a son. But you say, nations. So, in the natural sense, you can't put it together because it doesn't make any sense. Can't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense because you can't put it together. Right? There was no way that Abraham could be confident in the natural that God was going to do something with him related to nations. I mean, let's just, a son is fine, but nations, quite serious. But that's exactly what God is doing with Abraham. So we believe in what? God's faithfulness. So it means that our faith expressed in God is not because, you know, sometimes we look at people who walk in faith and we see them as like some superhuman, like some supernatural human activity. Well, it is supernatural, but it's not the way many think it is. Oftentimes, people who walk in faith, which I believe you are those people, are just going to believe that God will be faithful to you in every situation and in every circumstance of your life. So faith is going to be, what I call it, comfortably sitting on knowing that our God is faithful. In Numbers 23:19, how that, you know, he is faithful and how he's spoken it, and he will do whatever he has said he will do. So we can hold on to God's faithfulness in there. Not so much about what you have done, how wild you are. You know, I spoke to a lady a couple of years back. I was thrilled by her faith. She happened to be someone I met in Takoradi. She was a good friend of mine. And I mean, she was amazing. And I remember having a video call with her. That was years back. And I said, so how do you get these things done? She kept on telling me the things she had believed God for, you know, how she had seen God move in her life. And she just said, oh, I just speak it and I believe he will do it. And you see her smiling like that. But when you give her a situation, when she tells you it's done, oh boy, it's done. Rugged. Not a husky voice. She doesn't have a, she's smiling. She tells you, oh, he's done. I said, what did you say? How did you say he's done? I spoke to God. And like a joke. So did you pray about it for a long time? Not really. So what did you do? Oh, I just believe he will show up. I was always thrilled whenever I heard her. Almost every time I heard her, I was like, wow, that's some woman of faith. I see you becoming a woman of faith. You'll be smiling like this. You say, it's done. Tomorrow by this time, it's sorted. Yeah, take your seat. So that's a typical example. So faith and walking in faith is simply believing in God's what? Faithfulness. Romans chapter 4, verses 16. Like I said, we'll just take it a bit further. Just a bit. Just small. So I'm trying to recap on things that we have already spoken about, so it makes it clear for those who just joined us. In Romans chapter 4, verses 16, says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only one which is of the law, but to that which also is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Can we read the C? He calleth those things which be not as what? As though they were. So, it's in the nature of God to call things that be not as though they were. Now we see that example in Abraham. Now when God calls Abraham, you know Abraham calls himself Abraham, right? That means that when God calls Abraham, Abraham, Abraham believes that God calls him a father of many nations. You know, he's not calling Abraham, Abraham, and Abraham say, Lord, I choose to be AB. No. Abraham is father of all nations. So when God says, I made thee a father of all nations, that's what Abraham is. Abraham says, Lord, I believe that you make me a father of all nations. So when he appears and he says, who are you? What does he say? A father of all nations. Abraham is who I am. So you can see that God is calling Abraham a name, and Abraham agrees to the fact that he is called Abraham. You know, sometimes God can call you a minister. You say, oh, I'm not a man of God. But he says, you're a man of God. You're called. You're anointed. Say, oh no, please, don't give me title. Which one is title? God calls you a success, a blessing. Then you go around saying, you know, my life is hard. You know, life has really been difficult for me. You know? God calls you healed. You go around saying, my sickness. I know somebody, the person told me that in June or May, a certain sickness always comes. So, the fellow expects it. Yeah, when we enter into June, we know that you know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Pastor, you know. We are in June. I said, we are in June. What does that mean? We're in June. We're in June. So, Pastor, you have to understand that we are in June. God calls you saved. You find some people going around calling themselves, just as I am without one plea. Why does the blood worship? Sinner is my name. And God calls you saved. God calls you righteous. You go around calling yourself unrighteous. Father, you know, Father Lord Jesus, Father, you know, Father Lord Jesus, I'm not worthy to stand before your throne this very morning. I'm gathered here to praise you. You know, Lord, my sins are lots. You said that my iniquities are so many. Lord, I'm like a filthy rat before you. But then he calls you righteous. Why don't you just agree with what he calls you? Some of you, he's told you personally of how that he's working on your finances and making you wealthy. And you say, please, I'm just, you know, I'm still broke. No. So you realize that God in his nature calls things that be not as though they were. So Isaac is not born, but Abraham calls himself Abraham. And Isaac is the one definitely that brings in the nations that he's trusting God for. You need to check what you call yourself. I have made thee a father of all nations. Now, it's not so much as your responsibility to bring that to pass. It's not your responsibility. But you have a responsibility to believe that he can bring what he has said to pass. So in Genesis 17, he speaks to Sarah again. I've made you a mother of all nations. He declares that before it's actually seen. I mean, some of us will want to at least see it before we now believe. We want to see it. Say, Lord, please show me a sign. What sign are you looking for? The moment you switch into sign, you're switching into your senses. In fact, do you know that he actually named Isaac before Isaac was born? He gives the name of the child before the child is actually born. He calleth the things that be not as though they were. You know, I can imagine Abraham and Isaac in their room. And Abraham says that, Sarah, God says we have a nation. And Sarah is going to say, oh, wow, honey, it's true. But, you know, my womb is dead, you know. And Abraham says, you know, we believe God, right? He says, yes, I believe God. He said, when is he bringing? How old are you? Abraham, I've forgotten your age. I'm 98 now. Hey, so 98, God has not said anything yet. So I believe God. So God is calling Abraham a father of nations, gives out the instruction or his plan to Isaac, to Abraham. And Abraham believes it, walks in the reality of it. He calls himself what God calls him. Do you call yourself what God calls you? Some of you, your lifestyle of looking down on yourself is the reason why you might not fulfill God's plan for your life. But that, after this teaching, is breaking off in Jesus' name. Yeah. He meets Gideon, who was actually hiding from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord meets him in a cave. He's trying to hide. Then he meets him and he calls him, Almighty Man of Valor. That's a total contradiction. Because you should not be hiding, O Gideon. But here you are, hiding. And when he meets him, he says, a man of valor, a man of strength, a man of strength who is hiding. So it's in the nature of God to refer to things that be not as though they are. What are you believing God for? What are you trusting God for? You will have to start calling the things that be not as though they are. You say, I'm blessed in Jesus' name. You see how I talk about the ministry? That's how you talk. You say, so what if I say it and it doesn't come to pass? I mean, when you say it, who's going to catch you? Who's going to catch you? Nobody's going to catch you. If you get up one morning and you say, oh, an anointed minister of God. The power of God flows through me every time. I lay hands on the sick and I see them healed. My needs are met. That job, I receive it. I see it. I believe it. I walk in the consciousness of the fact that I already have what I ask. So, Abraham, being that type Listen to me. You cannot fulfill God's plan for your life without faith. I thought to let you know that. You cannot fulfill God's plan for your life without faith. Now, did Abraham need to believe God before he sees the manifestations of the things that God has spoken of? Yes, he did. He had to believe God. You know, if God said, Father of all nations, he says, oh no, Lord, it's too late. Can you find somebody else? God wouldn't have fulfilled what he wanted to do with Abraham. So Abraham had to believe that what God said will happen. Say, I believe God.
I believe God.
Say, I believe God. Say it more personally. I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
Yes. You know, to believe in the miraculous is to believe in God. When you believe in the miraculous, that is your belief in God. Because to believe in miracles is to believe in things that do not make sense. They don't make sense. How are your needs going to be met? I believe in miracles. How are your bills going to be paid? I believe in miracles. That sickness that's been with you from your childhood, you say, no, never again. I believe God. And so I'm blessed. Everything turns out, works out well for my good. I have the things that I need. Everything I want comes to me when I need it. I believe God. You look at your family and you see your family in shambles. Listen to me. It's time to believe God. You're going to begin to call the things that be not as though they are. You call the things that be not as though they are. I'm going to give you 5 responses or 6 responses of faith. There's a response of faith. And your faith will be woven around these tenets. Response number 1. How you're going to respond. Or, let me say, what faith looks like. Let me put it that way so it's going to be easier to understand. What faith looks like. You know, sometimes not many people know whether they are walking in faith or they are walking in doubt. Number 1, faith agrees with God's word. Do we see Abraham agreeing with God's word? Great. Faith agrees with God's word, not the present reality. You know, sometimes, look at me, people try to play it safe. In a sense that, they go like, nah, this faith thing is not for me. But what you don't know is that whenever you despise faith, you're going to get whipped by the devil. Because you can't beat him in the flesh realm. You can't beat him in the sense he's God in the flesh. He's God of the flesh. So the moment you say, no, I refuse this faith walk, you go right into his terrain. You play right into his territory. So you're going to learn to agree with God's word and not the present reality. What is it in your life that looks like it's a reality? Sometimes you can even see it in your family. What is in your body? What's in your bank account that looks like, yeah, this one. This is the reality. What has the doctor said? You will have to start speaking the things that be not. As though, not that you're having, you know, thoughts about it. As though they are. You know, the glory of it is that they will be. So, you find people, the world speaks to you the things that be as though, I mean, as they are. That's how the world speaks. You go to the doctors, they're going to tell you things that be as they are. Your bank accounts, that be as it is. Not 0.50 versus addition. No, as it is. If there's 50 cities, 92 versus, not going to be 71 cities. As it is. When you turn over to the news, as it is. They present it to you as it is. There's no, I'm confused. No, it's going to be better. Have you heard on CNN? Things are going to be better tomorrow in the morning. Or GTV. News broadcasters, as it is. There's famine in this place. We are going to be hungry for 2 years. As it is. As it is. Your body tells you things that be as it is. If you're lacking blood or you don't have a lot of blood, it's going to tell you as it is. Husband and wives, as it is. That's how it happens. They don't hide anything from you. Husband and wives, they tell her, hey, you are a foolish man. You say, you are a foolish man, as it is. But that's not your story in Jesus' name. Yeah. You know, you hardly see people say, oh yeah, she's not really acting right. But I believe God, she's getting better. You hardly find that. It's as it is. She's not really acting well and I don't really like her. I don't even know why I got married to her. Not your story in Jesus' name, actually. Yeah. But things are said as it is. That's what the world gives. You know, Kenneth Hagin shares a story where there was a lady who had a very stubborn daughter. She'll go out, she'll sleep, drink, party, you know, has a lot of boyfriends in the area. And then, you know, the mother came to Kenneth Hagin and started complaining. My daughter is, you know, very useless. She's a prostitute. I really hate her. I don't want the best for her. I feel like, you know, she just kept on ranting and pouring out her heart. And unfortunately, that's how some of us speak. My brother is not serving God and he's just one stubborn God. Pastor, let's forget about it. Let's focus on somebody else. As it is. So, you know, Kenneth Hagin told her, you know, just go back. Speak right about her. Speak right about her. Do not speak wrongly of what her conducts are. So she goes back. She now starts to practice. Oh, my lovely daughter. You know, she's turning out well. Oh, how I love her. You know, she spoke good things about this daughter. A few times after, there's a knock knock on the door. And here comes the daughter at home weeping and saying, Mommy, please forgive me. So the world speaks things as it is. In situations like this, you say she's getting better in Jesus' name. The grip of the world will not have its hold on her in Jesus' name. I see she's a woman of God. You know, I spoke to somebody and the person, you know, kept on speaking to me about somebody. And, you know, while the person kept on speaking to me, I said, oh, that's a woman of God. And the person said, what did you say? I said, that's a woman of God. I said, how? Since when? I said, that's a woman of God. That's a woman of God. You're going to speak things that be not as though they are. You know why you're going to do that? Because you're supposed to be that example of Abraham manifesting faith. Remember, he's our father. He becomes that forerunner, that example of faith. So faith agrees with God's word, not present reality. Taking the last point, and then we'll continue next week. Faith receives identity before evidences. You know, sometimes we're waiting for an identity to come after we have achieved what we have to achieve. But that's not what faith does. So, you're going to learn this. Begin to speak and see yourself in the light of who God says you are. Still on Abraham, Genesis 15. He becomes that example of faith. That example of faith. He sees himself as a father of all nations. You know, my birthday, no, a night to my birthday, I was just in the chair and I said, Lord, what are you doing in the year ahead of me? We'll look at that next week. And he gave me a scripture. And when I saw the scripture, I was like, is this what you're going to do? He said, yes. And I said, so how? You know what he said to me? He said, that's not for you to know. Then he now says, just wait for it. Did Abraham have to wait? He had to wait. What is God doing in your life that you have to wait for? Because you are more likely going to see faith expressed in patience. So, you're going to begin to walk in the identity of what God says about you. You know, let me say, somebody just sees you and say, hey, big man. Say, Charlie, me, I know be big man. Charlie, big man. Charlie, I'll be a small boy. When you say big man, you say, glory to God. I'm surely a big man. Then somebody says, small man. You say, what did you say again? What did you say? But you're a big man. You're a big woman. You're a minister of God. An anointed minister of God. And that's why when you get into places, when you get into places, you see, God's anointed is here. God's anointed is here. So I believe God. Yeah. See, how are you going to pay that fees? Say, oh, no. I believe God. I just believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Your mother calls you and she says that things are not really good at home. You say, mommy, things are changing. So things are changing. This will be your response. You say, things are changing. You say, mommy, tomorrow by this time, that need is going to be met. Amen. You tell your mom, stop complaining. Don't complain. Our God is going to meet that need. You say, I believe God. You look around and you say, how are your discipleship going to grow? You say, I believe God. You get into hostels, you say, I see this entire hostel by taking, it's taken by me. Because I believe God. Because I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. You know, with the gifts of the Spirit, you should be able to confidently say, I see, I hear, I know. These hands heal the sick. Why? Because God calls the things that be not as though they are. And that's what they actually are. 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 You receive a report. You look at the report. You say, no. There's nothing wrong. My body's fine. My bones are fine. Every fiber of my being is fine. I believe God. I believe God. You know, one time I went for evangelism. I shared this story. And then I went to preach to a guy. It was in Kumasi by then. And when I met him on the street. I was with a man of God, dear brother. And he said, you know what? I'm not ready for hearing your gospel now. Because I have been waiting here for a very long time. And my car, I had things, I'm going to school. I left them in the car. The car is gone. After a couple of minutes, I now remember I've left the things in the car. So I can't listen right now. I can't listen to you. I can't hear you. So I said to him, I said, listen to me. By the time I'm done with you, the things are going to be found. He looked at me like I was crazy. Because I'd left the things in the car. Where am I going to find the things? So I said, you know what? Just listen to me. After I'm done with you, the things are going to be found. So the other man of God who was with me said that, Sofo, Sofo, that's a major, major. So I said, the things are going to be found. They're going to be found. So he said, okay, talk to me. I'm listening to you. So I started talking to him. So we spent some time talking to him. Then I now said, let's get you filled in the Holy Ghost. Then that was worse actually, because he didn't know how it was going to work. Then he now said, okay, I'm going to speak in tongues. Then he spoke in tongues. I remember, like yesterday, I told the man of God, I said, the things are going to be found. People of God, while we were yet speaking. And you know, the thing that made it worse was that I told him that I don't know where the car is, but the car is going to pass in front of us. And when the car passes in front of us, he doesn't have to make an effort to identify. There's going to be a mark on that car to show that that's the car. So we're there, speaking. And when we were done, behold, we lifted up our eyes. Here was the car moving in front of us. And he said, "That's the car." Then the man of God who was with me said, "Hey, Major! Something. He's the holder of your future days to come. Are you listening? And whatever it is that looks like was wasted, the Lord that you believe is restoring the lost years in Jesus' name. And so you say, "I believe God."